Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And it's Friday the 13th, March Friday the 13th, 2020. And boy, oh boy, has 2020 been showing out and showing up to tell us again we're f***ing up. I have a few updates for you. And if you haven't been able to listen to the news because you've been stuck in the Twilight Zone, I'm here to snap you out of it. I'm here to help you cope. I'm here to help you remain sane. Say it with me. Sane. Yes. There's so much going on around us. Every which way you look. If I go left, I get swung around to the right. If I go up, I'm dragged down to the ground. If I go down, I'm told to stay down. Look up, look left, look right, look north, look south, east and west, all at the same time. God, who has the eyes for that? Today we know that President Donald Trump declared a national emergency. He was late, but he was right on time to deliver to us some news that we really still probably don't understand. Now, I know that people are hearing two different messages from the same speaker these days, but for the most part, we know that the president will probably be tested, but he told Americans, don't just go and get tested just because if you have no symptoms. Also, testing kits, where are they? I heard 100,000 in that medium thing going on, and there are millions of Americans that probably need to be tested right now. So that is up in the air, still to be discovered how to complete. We'll be having drive-through testing centers. The president did not accept responsibility for scraping the pandemic relief unit in 2018, and he called the question and probably was speaking directly to the reporter. Nasty. Keep shaking hands is what we saw. And everyone's hand went to the same spot that spoke, that went up to the podium. Their hands touched the same spot. They kept grabbing the mic. They were shaking hands. One guy did do the elbow bump to the president at the end, but he touched the mic. So all that to do what? Dr. Fauci backtracked his earlier statement to media about the government response being a failure. He stated that what he said and what he meant was that the system wasn't built for this type level of event, is what he had said. But what we, the American people, heard was that he said it was a failure. My ears didn't deceive me, and I'm not about to let these people play games with my mind when they get in front of the cameras and it's action. Nothing seemed coherently responsibly sure about this press conference. That is what I am opinionatedly giving you. The information that I did say about the testing kits, the drive-through testing centers, and side note, Google is supposed to be building a website specifically for the coronavirus and signing up for testing. Now, in this conference, it was stated that they were ready to go. It was presented like this is ready to get on the ground and running in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and go. But Google released a statement saying that it is in the process of getting it off the ground, starting in San Diego, if I'm not mistaken. So it implies that this is not anywhere near ready to go. We'll see. We shall see. In Texas, Governor Abbott, our governor, declared a state of disaster, and immediately there will be drive-through testing in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and Austin. But there are two types of ways to get the test. Let's see. You can go through the public health testing, which is either going to be a low cost or no cost testing, but you have to be have a consultation with the and meet the criteria of the health department. So you have to go through public health testing. You have to have a consultation first. And in that consultation, meet the criteria of the health department in order to be tested through the public health testing route. Private testing is through your insurance company, which I'm hearing some really outrageous numbers. Personally, I don't understand why in a pandemic, which again, if you don't recall, has ever been called in our near generation that I can know of. If I'm wrong, tell me, okay? You can call for the public health testing 211 and they'll direct you to your local provider for this low cost or no cost testing. And I put a side note, the F they charging people for. But maybe I'm too human. New Mexico bans gatherings of 100 or more. Now, we know that the National Guard is expected to have 1,000 troops on duty by the end of the day in various states. And it is an all-state activation, the National Guard announced. There was an escaped quarantine patient from Kent County, the quarantine hotel. Apparently he went and left the hotel. Someone wasn't watching him. I guess it's not high security or anything like that. I can see how someone can slip past, go to the corner store right there, the local business, they said. He got him some snacks and he hopped on a bus, and it is a developing story. Isn't that an eerie way to bring that in? But it's an eerie dilemma. Like, why is he escaping? What's going on there? Why would he feel he had to get out of Dodge and hop on a bus and probably just infected all kind of people? Sorry for the fear mongering. That is not what I meant to do, but it's true. So it's not really fear mongering if it's happened. There were 142,897 cases active right now that I last time I checked, but this was around the 2:30, 3:30 time frame, and then the conference came on, and honestly I took a pause from watching it, some of the things going on, just to give my own brain a break. We have some crazy floods happening in Cairo, Egypt. There are heavy rains and monsoon-like weather, honestly. It is bananas, and if you did not know, Egypt does look like they're a hot spot for coronavirus. I don't see how flooding is going to help sanitation and quarantine over there. Wow. Let's look at earthquakes, everybody. Shake with me in your chair and move around so that you can stretch a little from all this news. According to the USGS, And this is coming from Times and Signs. If you ever want to get updated and watch with your own eyes and hear with your own ears on YouTube, they are a channel that looks at time and events according to prophecy. I've been watching them for a while, and they always get some great updates globally about things our local news and media is not telling us. So we had a 3.6 earthquake in Chile, 4.2 in Java, Indonesia, a 4.2 in Mexico, a 2.3 in Hawaii, a 2.9 in the Dominican Republic, 2.9 in Puerto Rico, 4.3 in Argentina, a 2.2 in Nevada, also in Nevada, a 2.0, a 3.0, a 4.0, and a 3.7. Also, a 2.5 in Lima, Montana, a 2.9 in Prague, Oklahoma, a 2.6 in Midtown, Texas, and a 3.9 in Rowtown, British Columbia. I think I said the Midtown, Texas right. She sounded like she said it a little bit off, but if I'm wrong, please forgive me, but there was in Texas a 2.6. Let's clear that up right there. Now, for the testing in the Trump address, something that I want to side note, he did say that it has to be an order given by your local practitioner before you will be approved to even go and have a test done. And so that's following, it sounds like, because Governor Abbott spoke before President Trump came out, that they're piggybacking on the same thing. So I'm wondering if the San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and Austin areas also are requiring people to have a doctor's note. If people are barely going to the doctor now when they have the frickin' flu and they're just banging it out, or for things they really need because they can't afford it, I don't see how this is going to reach the community or the demographics that aren't able to just pull out some cash from the bank and go to a doctor's appointment just for a doctor's note when they have signs and have been in contact with someone. This is where I say this is a failure, epically, of our officials and leaders, because they're not taking, I don't feel like they are handling it in a way that is proactive against what a pandemic really is. And that makes me not nervous, but certainly biased in not changing my mind that it seems more sinister at best. With all that's happening so quickly and all that's happening so expeditiously, T-I word, I think that I'm starting to feel like a little wobbly there. Okay, let's just leave it at that. I'm just gonna say I'm a little wobbly. I'm a little iffy that this is just gonna go away in April, which I already knew is not. I see this escalating. And I hope that I'm wrong. I hope I can come back and make a verbal open air apology for saying that I don't see this getting better anytime soon, but we are in the beginning stages. The peak has not happened. It has not even gotten hot yet. And yeah, they have not even gotten to the beginning edge of being on point for testing and making sure these people who are sick are getting the help they need. They don't even know how many, they couldn't even answer in the press conference the amount of ventilators on hand and ready to go should things go down that road. I do not like being played around. I like to hear things cut dry in my face. Let me suck it up, cry if I have to, moan and complain if I want to, but I know it. I know what's coming. I'm prepared. When you don't prepare people for what it is, I think that is what is sinisterly panic mode. Panic driven, that to me is a fear monger. Like to hide and withhold valuable news and information, that is like really selfish and sick, and it's not okay. People can handle things, and the people who can't, they need to learn how, but I just, I'm not with it. I feel like we're not being told everything. No one really will ever answer, I guess, in these
top official numbers about the two strains of this virus that have been discovered, and even relate to the people who have had the virus or had the symptoms and then popped back up as positive, or thought it was gone, got rid of the symptoms, but lo and behold, weeks later, boom, they are carriers. So since this is so new, I don't like being played with that they know so much about it. Bitch, just say you don't know. Say you don't know like us, and y'all are doing your best to figure it out. Don't lie to me and tell me you're working on it. How can you work on it? You can't even tell people real numbers. Lies. But people with money seem to be lacking empathy or something. Because they're people who don't have money who are literally about to lose it all. They've got kids that are at home right now, and they've got to figure out by Monday how the hell they're about to take care of the babies and go to work. Do they go to work or do they not go to work? And for the people who are single mothers, that is a no-brainer. I got to go to work. Are you all, are our officials, is the stimulus plan going to cancel all bill payments and rents, etc., while the quarantine is going on, and you can really isolate people and they can stay home and get the pressure off their back that they've got to go to work? I mean, that's wise, but I mean, hey, who am I? So you've got all these service workers around the country that really have been running the country through their hard work and stamina and dealing with people with money who think that the world is gonna go around if the people who are serving you are dead. Who's gonna make it right? People better wake the heck up. This is not a game. This isn't Toy Story. This isn't the Fast and the Furious either. This is real life in your face happening. And if people don't take a look around immediately, look at what's happening in Iran and Italy. And once again, side note, sidebar, sidetracked. Please don't think that the numbers we've been given are 100% accurate. It does not make sense. It does not add up. For the level and amount that things have gone, the trajectory path that we're on now, it does not add up. The interview with my trusted resource, a nurse on the ground in New Orleans right now, will be taking place tomorrow. It was postponed. I didn't forget and I didn't tell a fib. As you can imagine, after that announcement at the White House press briefing, things got crazy. And they're dealing with their own little fires there. So great things come to those who wait. And I am more than ecstatic to wait and hear what this source has to say. It will be an anonymous type interview. And I'm not sure if she'll be willing to speak on the phone or if it's going to be a question answer. I prefer, you know, more of a live broadcast, but for technical reasons and obvious purposes, if we have to do a question and answer, just listen. I'm going to ask her some real deep questions that I'm sure everyone wants to know. But stay tuned. That's it on the news tonight. I think that we've had enough for a minute. If anything comes in breaking, of course, I will get up and do another broadcast and bring it to you, listening so that you don't have to. I hope that everyone is settled in their minds that things are changing and things have changed fast. I know that change can hurt, but change can be so good. So good in teaching us all how to be self-resilient, self-reliant. What helps? What matters? What really matters in life? What's really wealth? What does it really mean to be wealthy? Is it our material possessions, the things that we own, the titles that we hold? Or is it family? Is it being able to wake up and see another day? Are the things that really matter our faith, in the Most High, living Elohim, our belief, the Constitution. I hope that everyone, I've invoked within you a spirit to think deeper, a mind to go different than what is normal. Again, everyone, stay vigilant and look up. And this is Amethyst Dynasty, and I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. Shalom.